Rolls live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, it's Bear Z28. What the heck? Is it Friday yet? Come on. Need more podcasts. Later.
That's right. It is Friday, and welcome back to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
That's one of our resident listeners, Bear Z28.
Yep. This is episode number 87.
In fact, it's going to be a biggin.
Yep, I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Let's get on with it then.
Well, it's going to be so big that we're going to have to split it up into two parts. We're going to try something a little new. A lot of you guys, when you filled out your survey, said that you wanted to have more during the week. Well, we're going to give this a try at least once.
Okay.
We're going to cut this in half. We're going to release this one today that you're listening to right now on Friday. And then the second half to it is going to be on next Tuesday.
So you get two podcasts for the week.
Two for the price of one.
That's right.
So let's start off with something that's not even really Camaro related, but it's important.
But we like to complain about gas prices.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads into it.
Yeah, well, I'd rather complain about gas prices than about the whole don't buy gas on May 15th boycott crap.
I'm sick of getting these emails passed around to me.
It'd be different if it worked, but it does not work.
No, it doesn't.
Let me ask you folks a question. For you, those of you out there who believe it works to not buy gas, first of all, check Snopes.com.
Okay, that's right.
There's two different entries on that covering two different bases on it. But my question here, and you heard it here first, is out of all the times you've received these emails about boycotting gas, how many times have you turned on the news and then they had a news flash saying that gas prices dropped 50 cents a gallon because of a boycott?
Not once.
Never. Never.
Not once.
That's right.
Even if everybody did, they still got to fill up either on the day before or the day after anyways, so the oil companies are still going to be getting your money.
Stop sending the damn emails. Or we'll stick Bear Z28 on it. He's probably got a gun. I guarantee he's got a collection of guns.
Oh, boy.
So there you go. Just cut it out. You know, you want to make the gas prices go down. Reduce demand. Drive less. Stop being an a-hole at every stoplight. Just every other stoplight. So new news. Let's get to the new news here.
Okay, what's the new news?
Well, it's not Camaro related, but it is kind of indirectly. The Challenger pre-production picks were released.
Right.
Kind of neat stuff to see something coming to life.
Yeah.
And this is a good thing because that just encourages General Motors to, you know, take the lighter and move it closer to the center of their butt.
Right.
The thing that people are noticing is that it does have a B pillar.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not open like everybody wants the Camaro to be.
Right.
I'm starting to think that it may not be for the Camaro.
No?
At least I was until I read something that somebody said in the fifth gen section that maybe may change my mind. There's not going to be a Challenger convertible, so they had no reason to have those windows, you know, the passenger rear windows roll down. However, there will be a Camaro convertible, so those windows are going to have to go down one way or another.
That's right.
So it could go either way, but I'm not banking on those windows being able to go down, at least not at first.
No?
Nope. In fact, it wouldn't even surprise me if they still worked on the convertible, but not for the coupe, just because things are screwed up that way.
Well, we'll see it soon enough. Maybe another year? We should start seeing pre-production picks.
Well, define we. Like you and I? Sure. Everybody else? No. And don't ask. We can't release them.
All right.
Not that we have any. And if we did, we wouldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You got them, right? Mm-hmm. You got them? I sent them to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll edit this out later. So we're also going to talk a little bit about the Shelby Mustang Super Stallion, or whatever the hell it's called, the mother of all Mustangs.
The Mustang SS?
Oh, God, help me. I'll stab you in the neck with this pen right now. But that's in part two.
You know that's people are going
to
call
listen, it. Listen on Tuesday, but don't listen to him. Jackass. Actually, it is. I'm looking at it here in print. Shelby Mustang Super Stallion. Is that what they're calling it? I want to make sure because if it just adds to your whole SS brigade, I'm going to. Super Snake. Close enough.
Still SS. Damn you.
So let's see. We got the Challenger SS and the Mustang
SS.
Shelby Mustang SS.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyways, we're going to
talk about
that
in part two on Tuesday, so listen to it. And I got a feeling that one of us may not be alive by then, so if he keeps it up. You fucker. So, Hey, listen, let's get to some fun stuff instead of just me and Chris being at each other's throats. We've been having this contest for the past 6 months.
6 months. Has it been? Yeah, it has been that
been
long.
6 months. Every month at the end of each month, we gave away an iPod, asking folks to call in. You probably already heard about it. So anyway, we're here at the end. We got to put this to bed. And
right. This is our last one.
Our
we're
last
giving
one,
one.
You know.
Yeah. And we got one call.
We got
to get in.
One call to get in before we declare the winner.
Exactly.
And this is what, the third contest we've run that was like this?
I believe so.
Yeah. It's never easy to pick a winner. In fact, it's just sometimes damn near impossible, but we have to do it. So we're going to play one last voicemail that is in on the contest, and then we'll declare the winner. So kick it up, Chris.
Hi, this is Steve SS. I am waiting on a 09 Camaro, black with red stripes, hopefully some red on the interior. And, of course, when I get it home, I'll Zeno it. But what I really picture myself doing with the new Camaro is driving it slow, first gear, letting the exhaust burble like a motorboat with its exhaust underwater, cruising through the parking lot and cruising down the street of my neighborhood, just driving slow enough to have the exhaust burble like that, and having my neighbors look at me, some of them being mad and some of them being envious. That's what I'm after. Thanks. Bye.
I am strangely aroused after that.
Sounds like a love affair.
That was cool. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy. actually, in all honesty, that was pretty good. There was some serious emotion. Yes, that's it. Put into that one. Yeah. I think most of them are just guys like, you know, just saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. There was some. That was heartfelt, man. Thank you very much for the voicemail. And, well, I guess this is it.
We got to give away the final iPod.
That's right. And we're also throwing in a Camaro Z28.com diecast car.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, maybe you and I'll sign it if the winner wants. Yeah.
Okay.
And, well.
Forgot about that.
As we said, it's never easy because we appreciate everybody calling in. But we're going to have to give this one to Bear Z28.
Yes. Congratulations, Bear.
And one thing that he talked about, he actually called in and did like a two-parter. And one was.
Yeah, this was like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah. And the one that really put it over the edge there was he talking about going up and showing his dad, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a, was it a Corvette?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it wound up being showing him what new muscle is and what old muscle is.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. Made me think of pretty much what I did with my dad the first time I got my Camaro. So
again,
tough to pick, but we had to pick one, and there it is, buddy. So
congratulations.
We know you know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah, so get a hold of us. Get us your address, and we'll
get
send
out your iPod,
out.
And then when the Camaro Z28.com diecast cars are released, we'll get one of those out to you too, buddy. Thank you very much. And for everybody who did participate or even didn't, never fear, because we got another contest coming up.
Oh, this is going to be the mother of all contests.
That's right. Well, you know, so far anyway.
Yeah.
There's not six prizes like we did over 6 months, but we're just going to do one big prize.
One huge prize.
Later on this summer, so listen for it.
Yep.
And be ready, because we're not going to make it easy, because this thing's worth a bundle.
Yep.
That's it for that. Thanks for everybody for participating, and if I can not chew on my own words. So until then, if anybody wants to get a hold of us and drop us a line, tell us what you think, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Chris, you want to give everybody a friendly reminder?
Yeah, sure. Every week I include in the show notes to, if you haven't already, fill out our survey. That helps us know what we're doing right and what you think of it. So check out the show notes, click on the link. If you haven't already, fill it out. And also subscribe to iTunes.
Yeah.
Great way to listen to the podcast.
We know that six people out there need to be doing that because we gave away six of these damn iPods.
That's right.
Kind of sad to see him go.
Yeah. That whole box full.
That's right.
Sorry we don't got anything more to give away for now, but if you got something on your mind, just pick up the phone and give us a call.
Yeah, we're hotlines or operators are standing by. I don't know. Somebody will listen, and we'll play it. We'll talk about it, maybe even giggle about it and make fun of you when you're not listening.
Yep.
So I guess that's going to do it for part one.
For part one.
So tune in on Tuesday for
more stuff Leave you hanging.
That's right. So we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.